Thank you for joining me on another episode of She Leads Now podcast, where we help career and entrepreneurial women gain the tools to develop a success mindset, create winning strategies, build collaborative relationships, and take bold action towards creating impact and fulfillment in their lives and careers. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and I'm on a mission to awaken and activate women and emerging leaders so they can tap into their innate leadership ability, elevate their influence, and create the impact they were destined to make. If you're ready to uplevel your confidence, courage, and influence, you've come to the right place. Join me weekly for insights, strategies, and resources to help you grow, develop, and embody the leader you were meant to be, so that you can make the impact you know you are called to make and establish the legacy you've always dreamed. The world eagerly awaits the emergence of your brilliance, impact, and influence. So with that, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of She Leads Now. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and I am excited to be bringing you one of many solo episodes in these next few weeks. So if it's your first time listening or tuning in, welcome. I'm excited to have you here. And for those of you who are longtime listeners, I appreciate you being here as well. So if you're completely new to me, I serve in the capacity of an exec career and leadership strategist, and I serve women and emerging leaders. And I do so in a couple of different ways, through my books, as well as through speaking and corporate training, and of course, executive coaching or private coaching. So I am happy that you're here today. And, you know, today I wanted to share some tidbits, if you will, that I've gathered recently around habits. So I am a big goal setter. I am all about, you know, what's the long-term strategy? What are the goals that we need to put in place? What does the plan look like? That's just me. That's been my life. That's what I help clients with when they're looking to, you know, get from point A to point Z. But recently, I read the book Atomic Habits, and it shifted just enough of my perspective to really help me to, you know, start doing things differently and seeing some really great results. So if you haven't read the book, it's Atomic Habits by James Clear. I will not spoil it for you. I think it's a New York Times bestseller. It's been around for a while. I've read plenty of books around habits, around, I think the first one that I read was Mel Robbins' High Five Habits. But this one kind of struck me because it went to the core of what I believe to be true about everything that we do. I have the saying, it's not mine. I heard it from someone, but I keep repeating it. You know, how we do one thing is how we do everything. And in reading this version, it kind of made me look at things differently. And the reason why I'm sharing this too is I realize that every week I sit here and I ask guests, you know, what books have been powerful for you or impactful to you personally and professionally? And we get recommendation after recommendation after recommendation. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, you hear me say every single time, ooh, I'm going to add that to my Audible. Ooh, I'm going to add that to my Audible. Well, guess what? I am actually adding them to my Audible and I'm listening to them. And I'm not just listening, but I'm applying. I actually ended up, I think a recent interview that hasn't aired yet, it was mentioned, this book, Atomic Habits, was mentioned by a guest. And it might have been the second or the third time it was mentioned. I was just like, all right, Sabine, that's a sign. And so I got it. I listened through the very first time because I listened to everything on Audible. I listened to it the first time, you know, I let it sink in, and then I went back and I listened to it again. That's a trick. I don't know if I'm sure it's well known, but that is a trick. If you really want to retain information, you know, they say repetition is the mother of all learning. And there's a truth to that. You know, we can read something or we can see something or we can watch something. And in that moment, you know, yes, we gain some tidbits out of it, but it's when you go back and you listen that it starts to cement some things for you and maybe some things that your subconscious mind had blocked at the time because you were thinking of other things, then you might be able to grasp that. So I'm always a big believer of, you know, listening to things or reading things or whatever multiple times so that it really, really sinks into your subconscious. So a couple of reasons why I'm sharing this in particular is at the time of this recording, we're, you know, winding down 2023, going into 2024. And, you know, like me, a lot of business owners and even individuals in corporate, we're looking at our year-end goals. We're looking at 2024, what we want to create for ourselves, what we want to create in our careers. And, you know, this is the time where people are looking into the future and we're setting those SMART goals and even the development plans that go with that. But really, you know, what I in previous years had missed, maybe not so much in the last 2 to 3, but previous years, I would set these really, really big goals. You know, I'd determine like, what are the things that I needed to do? And then I'd go full speed ahead and life would start lifing. And I was either, you know, thrown off track or derailed or whatever the case may be. And, you know, yes, I may have met those goals in the end, but the process and the journey was, you know, likely a lot more difficult than it needed to be. And so in reading this book, it really just helped shift my mindset. I'm not going to give away the entire book because we'd be here for hours. It literally is, you know, several hours on Audible. But there are a couple key pieces that I pulled out that I want to share for those of you who are looking at 2023 results, thinking through what does 2024 look like or what do I want 2024 to look like. And these are some of the things that you can start to apply. I definitely still encourage you to read the book, but these are some things that you could apply to your planning process and beginning to shift your mindset before you start taking action. So initially, he talks about, you know, habits being shaped by our systems. I didn't think about habits and systems being interconnected the way that he broke it down. And one of the things that I really appreciated was that he really drew this distinction around the laws of behavior change. How do we change? Much of my work is in supporting individuals, professionals, executives who are at a transition point in their life. And that transition point could be, I'm trying to move to the next level. That transition point can be, I want to start a business or I want to shift gears in my career. And so, you know, as you've heard me talk before, or if you haven't, you know, change is not easy. It's not easy because naturally, our subconscious mind is designed to keep us safe, to keep us in the familiar. And therefore, when we set out to do something new and we start to hit roadblocks, we often think that, you know, some people will think that, oh, wow, this is too hard, or maybe I'm not meant to do this. But essentially, it's just part of the growth process. And sometimes for some people, the obstacles, if you will, become so challenging or so overwhelming that they give up. But if you understand that, you know, that's part of the process. And so you are going to have some obstacles. You are going to have some roadblocks, but that doesn't mean stop. That means keep going. And what I loved about the way that he positioned it in this book was that he was giving you tips on when you're reaching those obstacles, or maybe even to help navigate or mitigate some of those, what can you put in place? And so he talked about making it obvious. So whatever it is that you're trying to change, you know, make it something that is obvious, make it something that's attractive, make it something that's easy, and make it something that's satisfying. So those are the four laws. I won't go into too much details, but when you think about it from the perspective of, for those of you who are thinking about losing weight, right? I'll use that because that's a common goal that people set at the beginning of the year, maybe even sometimes at the end of the year. You know, when it comes to losing weight, it's okay, I want to lose X amount of pounds by whatever day, or, you know, I want to gain whatever your fitness goal is that you have created. And sometimes we just stop there. We just stop at, this is the amount of pounds. This is the date that I want to lose it by. And that's it. With every thought that we have or every goal that we have, there has to be an emotional attachment to it. Which shows up in the form of commitment. It shows up in the form of deep desire, like, you know, getting down to your why. That's what helps you commit to whatever it is that you're moving towards. So if you want to change your behavior, so let's just take that example. You want to lose, I'll just use 25 pounds, right, in 6 months. Well, what are some of the things that you need to change in order to be able to lose that 25 pounds in 6 months. So that might mean, you know, working out 3 days a week or whatever time frame. So you start to get real specific on what is it going to take. If you're only working out 1 day a week or you're not working out at all, right? You don't want to jump into, I'm going to work out 7 days a week for 3 hours a day. Guess what? Your mind is going to convince you that that is not the right thing to do. And you're going to self-sabotage every time you attempt to do it. So you want to make it that something easy. Maybe it's, I'm going to, you know, walk on my lunch break 3 days out of the week, right? To start to build that habit up so that when you go to the next level of, oh, next time it's going to be, I'm going to jog 3 days a week. And so you start to elevate it or you start to add to it. And you want to make sure that whatever it is that you're desiring to do, that it's very clear on the how. How are you going to do it? Or how do you want to do it? And setting these smaller goals, these smaller things to achieve so that you go to the next level. For those of you who are in business, like me, you know, we set these monetary goals of the revenue that we want to generate. Great. How are you going to do it? How many clients do you need? How many networking events do you need to attend? How many, sales calls or discovery calls do you need to have on a day-to-day basis? What is your close ratio? You know, based on your close ratio, how many calls do you need to make sure that you're setting up? So it's getting down to the nitty gritty and making sure that it's something that you can and want to do on a regular basis. Another key point that he made in the book that I definitely want to highlight here is when it comes to change, that it's about your identity. It's about changing your identity. Or better yet, I think the way that he was positioning it as, you know, most of us start with the goal. We think about, you know, moving towards the goal, or we think about moving towards the habit. But real change, transformative change, lasting change happens at the identity level. So one example that he gives is around two smokers or two people who are trying to quit smoking. They're both offered cigarettes. One says, no, thank you. I'm not a smoker. And the other one says, no, thank you. I'm trying to quit. The person who says, no, thank you, I'm trying to quit, I'm sure that is their intention, but they still identify as a smoker. So while in that moment, in that instance, they may be able to, you know, pass up on the urge to grab that cigarette, but if they still believe that they are a smoker who is trying to stop, that belief of I am a smoker is going to somehow override and sabotage themselves. So going back to that example that we talked about with regards to, you know, losing weight, what is it? What's the why? Is it you want to live a healthier lifestyle or you want to be a healthy person? What is the thing? What is that thing that is attached to your identity? Because then on those days that you don't feel like waking up to work out or you don't feel like eating a salad or whatever healthy thing that you want to, you remember, oh, I'm someone who lives a healthy lifestyle, or I am a healthy person. What would a healthy person do? A healthy person would likely opt to work out versus sitting on the couch. And so when we can begin to identify with what it is that we want to become, it makes it easier to start to take actions that are associated with that. So it doesn't mean that it's not going to be challenging and there aren't going to be days where you don't feel like showing up. But when you can say to yourself, I am, or this is who I am, or this is what I believe about myself, it allows your subconscious to come in and support you in whatever that endeavor is. And so the third thing that I wanted to just call out here is something that he says that I had to write on my whiteboard and I keep it as a reminder, is you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. And that one hit me. That one hit me so hard. And that one for me was more so around, you know, my business and my planning and business development, all those things that, you know, I've had to put in place over these last few years. But I can also use it with this example that we've been talking about for weight loss, right? So if your goal is to lose the 25 pounds in in six months, right? What are some of the systems that you've put in place? So we talked about, you know, making sure that you're going to work out 3 days a week. How are you going to make sure that you work out 3 days a week? For the longest time now, maybe the last few years, I have been going to bed in my workout clothes. So there was a period where I did not work out at all. But when I started, when I was first starting, I realized that I needed to eliminate any excuse that I had first thing in the morning. So, or I should say, when I started working out in the morning, I needed to eliminate the excuses. When I first started working out, I was doing it after work. So I would bring my gym bag and it was already on my way to work. So I already had the gym bag. So it was easy for me to do it. When I decided I wanted to shift and start working out in the morning, oh, those cold mornings, especially in Connecticut, I didn't want to get out of bed. So I decided then that I needed to sleep in my workout clothes, because then when I woke up, I had no excuse. I was already dressed. So when you think about it from the perspective of, you know, you fall to the level of your systems, you have to be thinking about where are the areas or where are the places where I know I will self-sabotage myself. So when it comes to working out 3 days a week, if you're going to do it first thing in the morning, what do you need to do? Maybe you don't want to go to sleep in your workout clothes. Can you put them at the end of the bed? Or can you make sure that your sneakers are right at the door so you can't miss them? When it comes to ensuring that you're eating healthy, right? It's not enough to just say, I'm going to eat healthy. Maybe you plan out, okay, on Saturdays, I go to the grocery store and I create this list. And these are the things that I buy. Or something that I do every Sunday, I meal plan on Sundays. So usually Friday or Saturday, I go grocery shopping. And then Sundays in the morning, after I finish out my morning routine, I cook all my meals for the week. Some people like to break it up because they can't eat the same thing all week long. I know myself enough to know that if I don't have the meals ready to go, that I can just pop them in the microwave or, you know, real quick prep, I will not cook midweek. So that is something that I had to learn and made the adjustment. So again, I'm using this workout or this losing weight example because I know it's something that we can all relate to. But as I'm sharing these things, I want you to start thinking about, you know, what are some other goals that you have decided that you want to put in place for yourself? And what are some of the habits that you need to either change or adapt in order to be able to fulfill those particular goals? So those are the three things that I got from that book that I have been implementing, or that at least from a mindset perspective has created a shift for me, is that, you know, when it comes to behavior change, I am looking at my particular habits, the habits that I either want to add or the habits that I want to replace. And I'm either making it obvious, attractive, easy, and or satisfying. That I'm recognizing that whatever it is that I want to achieve, I have to first become it. And so my mindset and what I speak is not what I want or what I hope or what I wish. It's I am or I am not. And, you know, if you've never heard it, the two most powerful words in the human language is I am, because whatever you put behind that is what it's going to be. And so that reinforced that belief for me. And then the third one was the piece about you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. So if you don't have systems in place to help support you in whatever goal you've set and whatever identity you are transforming into, then eventually you will self-sabotage and you will go back to whatever your baseline or your starting point is. So for those of you who have already read it, let me know which key takeaways really spoke to you. I'd love to hear that. Lastly, again, thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who are curious about She Leads Collective and want to be a part of this growing community of female powerhouses who are there for connection, collaboration, as well as coaching, you know, please feel free to send me an email, or you can go directly to the website at sheleadsnetwork.com/collective to schedule time on my calendar so that we can talk about, you know, how it fits into your goals and, you know, how I might be able to support you as well as the community. Again, enrollment is open now through the end of the year, and we begin second week of the year. I think it's the January 8th. So, you know, feel free to check out the website. If you have questions or if you really want to understand, you know, how being part of the network would benefit you, please feel free to reach out either through the website directly or send me an email and we'll schedule some time to talk. With that, have a wonderful rest of the day and we will talk soon. Take care. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of She Leads Now. If you found today's episode helpful or got a piece of insight that you plan to implement in your business or organization, I would love to hear from you. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Sabine Gideon, that's my handle, and send me a private message, or feel free to go ahead and leave a review on either Apple or Spotify. I also invite you to share this episode with anyone in your network who you think might benefit from this content. Lastly, be sure to check the show notes and the description below for links to resources, including relevant downloads, articles, and any upcoming training. Until we chat again, have a blessed and powerful week.